to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Oh, I should have been home. The noise. Oh, why are you looking crazy? Huh?
You shifted off center a little bit.
Oh, I did. How come Nick didn't notice?
Well, you still was shifting around.
Is it fine now?
I assume so.
Go over there and look and see.
No, I'm looking at you right there on the screen.
How come Nick not saying anything?
Because he doesn't have to. You all the time.
Is it fine now? Not really. Go look at the board over there. Cause Nick doesn't know, I guess.
I'm looking right here, and you're aligned with the logo. Perfect.
Oh, okay. Are you able to see it, Nick?
Yes.
Why are you not saying anything?
I am. I'm typing. I'm telling you that it's centered.
He's typing. We talk out loud, and he's typing.
Oh, my bad.
Like I'm going to be looking at the typing. What the? Where am I? Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. I hope you're well. Life is amazing. Really is. It's so amazing. I have to add grace to it. And mercy. But anyway, you can get involved by calling 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. And, I'll get to that in a minute. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And a way has been made where you can listen to the show, every minute of it, live without stop doing whatever it is you're doing. Do what you got to do. It doesn't look like you're doing what you look like you're doing. Express yourself. You can podcast the show, but you can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go and buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. I have a brand new biblical question. And it's a doozy. It's a mamma mia. It's like si, senor. Como te levo? Espanol. Whatever. And it's for those men and women who truly want to overcome and working on themselves. And all of these biblical questions are for those people. They are not for the people who are living in misery, loneliness, revengefulness, sadness, fear, anger, suicidal thoughts, all that mess, and they don't want to overcome. You stay in your hell and have a hell of a day. This is for the men and women who want to overcome, and you can overcome. Be not deceived. You do not have to live in misery for the rest of your life unless you want to. It's up to you. This biblical question, are you living your own life? And what does it mean to live your own life? Is she living her own life? I was looking at the video of the biblical question. Let that lady live her life. Are you living your own life? And what does it mean to live your own life? Somebody want to respond to the biblical question I read it, and they didn't even know what it was. What the? It is Tuesday. And Tuesday is one of my favorite days because it reminds me of the good old days when America was America. When America was America. When boys were boys and men were men and girls were girls and women were women. Remember those days? Happy White History Month, by the way. And yes, in spite of the enemies of America and the losers of America, America was an amazing place to live. Really. Where there was love and not hate. But it's gone crazy now. Everybody and their mama crazy. Grandpa tell me about the good old days. So it's my favorite days because one of my favorite days is because it reminds me of the good old days. Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me. What the? Me. Who let the dogs out? Amazing. Remember when America was amazing and now they lie about the country? That's why we have White History Month. July is White History Month. Otherwise, you won't remember. You will think that America was always bad because they want you to think it was bad because they are socialists, they're communists, they hate God. They hate God. I have and it's a spiritual battle. I have said over and over again, I want you to think about this for those who want to be free. Anyone that has anger, resentment, and you want to fight and all that kind of stuff, you are insane. You are mentally ill. You're stupid. Angry people are stupid people. And you can prove me wrong. Jesse, no, you're wrong. You're wrong. And you can prove me wrong. You're not going to be able to do it, but you can try. Just think about you as an individual, not what other people are doing with anger. And this is a part of getting to know yourself. I want you to think about some of the things you have thought of, you've said, and ways you've acted as a result of anger, resentment, bitterness. Just think about that. Your emotions. Are they stupid? Are they mentally ill? You know, you do these crazy things and you wonder, how in the world did I do that? Why was I even thinking that way? It's because you're mentally ill. And then you go to the so-called expert with a degree, and they give you medication for mental illness when it's a spiritual issue and not a physical, and you only get worse. Now you're like really high or out of it. It's still crazy. You're just a high, crazy person. Or like walking around like a zombie. But you're still mentally ill. You're still stupid. You're still resentful. Nothing has changed except you took some pills. And for a minute there, you got a false sense of feeling free, and you're not free. Now you're in a daze. Don't even know what day of the week it is. Can hardly get up and go to work. And then you go back to your expert doctor or psychiatrist or counselor with a degree, and they give you more medication. Well, that's not strong enough. Let me get you to take this. And you don't know that those people are making money by promoting the medication. The medication company said, if you promote my product, I'll give you some money. And you fall for it. And you walk around in a daze. And then in your craziness, your mental illness, which is spiritual, psychological, spiritual issues, mental issues, I mean. And they tell you in that state, now you're high, meaning you're in a daze, you're lost because you're on that medication and you're still mentally ill. And the thoughts tell you, you can kill yourself. You can commit suicide. You're not worthy of living. Or you can go out and hurt somebody else. And you think those ideas are your own. And then the people who tell you to take the medication, they're never going to admit, well, I told them to take the medication. What a sad way to live. When I look at the world, it fills me with sorrow. Children today are gonna suffer tomorrow. Amazing. And you can bank on this. You can literally bank on it. It's going to get worse. It's not going to get better because you listen to the experts, the people with degrees, not knowing that people with degrees are worse off mentally than you are. Because they got these degrees, they're really mentally ill. Because their ego is through the roof. I have a degree. I'm smart. I'm smarter than you because I have a degree and you believe them. Talk about misery-loving company, huh? There was Grandpa, tell me about the good old days, the world gone crazy. Some of you may be aware of this from the New York Times. A gunman armed with an assault-style rifle walked into a Midtown Manhattan skyscraper on Monday evening. Yesterday. What was yesterday's date?
The 28th.
28th of July. Why history month? This person doing this on why history month? What the? You have to do this on an off month. But they walked into this place yesterday evening and began firing, killing a New York City police officer, fatally shooting three other people, and critically wounded a fifth before killing himself. Watch this from ABC News, or listen if you're listening on the other way.
This morning, authorities say they know the identity of the man behind a deadly mass shooting in the heart of New York.
Pure evil came to the heart of our city.
Authorities say the man in this photo is 27-year-old Shane Devin Tamura of Las Vegas. They say he's the man seen here walking towards 345 Park Avenue in Manhattan last night, in his hand an M4 rifle.
The shooter entered the lobby, turn right, and immediately opened fire on an NYPD officer. He then shoots a woman who took cover behind a pillar and proceeds through the lobby, spraying it with gunfire. He makes his way to the elevator bank, where he shoots a security guard.
Officials say the suspect, wearing body armor, then went to the elevator where a woman was getting out. He allowed her to get away unharmed. He then rode to the 33rd floor to the offices of Rudin Management, the owner of the building. There he allegedly walked the floor, firing rounds, striking and killing a woman, before police say he turned the gun on himself. Police releasing this image of the weapon.
Why do they say killing a woman? Do they say killing a man? Killing a woman? If it was a man, would they say killing a man? I wonder, do they say that, Nick? If it was a man instead of a woman, do they say killing a man or killing a person?
You know, when you mentioned it, you made me think, I do hear that, but I don't know if I'm just thinking that because you said it. But so I'm going to pay attention.
So you do hear what?
What I do hear is this almost emotional, he killed two women, and
yeah.
He killed three children, killed two women, but...
Killing a woman.
I killed a man, but...
It's like, they bring it home when it's killing a woman, but if it's killing a man, I don't even think they say killing a man. I think they say killing a person. I could be wrong. But anyway... When I saw this guy picture, because my first thought was, oh, God, I hope he's not white. Because if this guy is white, they're going to blame Trump, all of the American people, and they're going to blame it on everything except the person. And so my first thought was, oh, Lord, don't let him be white. And the Lord heard my cry. He's not white. Well, he doesn't look white. He looked kind of Asian black or something. Asian or Chinese or something mixed with something. And the police in Las Vegas told the NYPD the gunman had mental health issues. I told you, everybody crazy and stupid. Watch this.
In all, five people were shot. Four were killed. One man was left in critical but stable condition. The NYPD officer killed was 36-year-old Dieterul Islam. He was off-duty working security for the building. He leaves behind two young kids and a wife pregnant with their third child. Officials say the shooter arrived in the city just hours earlier after driving his BMW across the country. In his car, authorities say they found a revolver, ammunition, and medication. Police overnight descending on his home in this gated community in Las Vegas. Police there telling the NYPD that Tamura had mental health issues but did have a license for his guns. An investigation into a possible motive is underway as authorities question why the office building, which also houses the NFL headquarters and multiple financial firms, was targeted.
The suspect recently lived in Las Vegas but has ties to Southern California and was licensed in the past to work as a security guard.
Amazing. Everyone would. Anger is mentally ill. Think about it. Is it mental ill or sane mind to be cruel to your children? mentally ill parents have no patience for their children because they are mentally ill. No love. So his name is Tamura, right, Nick?
I'm not sure.
What's his name there?
Oh, I'm seeing it here in New York Post. Shane Tamura. Shane Tamura.
It sounds kind of Japanese. Oh.
I think he's mixed.
His first name is Shane?
Tamura.
Oh, okay.
Shane Tamura ID'd as NYC gunman, New York Post.
Amazing. We're going to see more of this. It's going to get worse. Bank on it. As long as you go into these stupid people and they giving you and I'm not a doctor. Take your Medicaid if you want it. I'm not telling you to take it or not take it. But I'm telling you that it's going to get worse because they're giving you medication for spiritual issues. And before I go to your calls here, there was another shooting in Reno, Nevada. This is KCRA3. Several people in the hospital after a shooting Monday at the Grand Sierra Resort Casino. The Reno Police Department said Monday the suspected gunman opened fire on multiple people before being taken into custody. Watch this from ABC.
Meanwhile, another deadly mass shooting in America in the last 24 hours, this time at a casino in Reno, Nevada. Police say a suspect opened fire on a group of people outside the Grand Sierra Resort, killing three and wounding several more. Officers engaging the suspect in a shootout. He was taken to a hospital in critical condition.
And investigators say the Reno suspect had multiple magazines. No word on a motive.
Amazing. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. When I was growing up, this was not happening. Isn't that amazing? And last but not least, another one. Everybody crazy. Mothers who are impatient with their children are mentally ill. Because they're angry, they're resentful, and they have zero love. That's why they have no patience with their children, impose their will on the children. They turn the children away from the father. Tell me that's not mental illness. And if y'all think that's bad, here's another example of mental illness due to anger, resentment, which is evil. ABC 10, 11 people were injured in a mass stabbing at a Walmart in Traverse City, Michigan, in what authorities describe as a random and unprovoked attack. Watch it from ABC 10.
Authorities say yesterday's attack was sudden and random. It hospitalized 11 people, four of whom are in serious condition, with ages ranging from 29 to 84. The suspect is awaiting arraignment on charges of terrorism.
A community is reeling following a stabbing at a Walmart in Traverse City, Michigan, north of Grand Rapids. At least 11 people stabbed in what authorities are calling a random attack. New video released shows bystanders confronting the alleged suspect outside the store.
Throw the knife that way! Throw it away!
A man pointing a gun at the alleged suspect. Another man demanding he drop the knife. The camera then quickly panning to one of the victims. Officials say the attack erupted near the checkout area. The suspect, a 42-year-old male and Michigan resident. No motive has been determined. Julia Martel was inside the Walmart.
I heard screaming, and it seemed like all of the people who got stabbed and got attacked were people who couldn't physically get out of his way, like people in wheelchairs.
Authorities say there were no predetermined victims.
Amazing. Hold on to your anger. Hold on to your resentment. Hold on to your evil. This is hell on earth. What the? Let me go to, is it Nisi? First time caller out of New York. Niecy. Niecy, happy White History Month. You're on the air.
Yes, Jesse Lee Peterson.
Happy White History Month, Niecy.
I don't celebrate White History Month. I don't because I don't celebrate any pagan holiday.
And why don't you celebrate White History Month? It's not pagan.
It is pagan.
How is it pagan if white people?
Because you made it up, Jesse.
What do you mean?
You made it up. Just like Christmas, Easter, all of that. Pagan holiday.
You don't celebrate Christmas either?
I don't celebrate any holiday. I celebrate life.
And what is life?
Living. When you wake up, when God bless you to wake up every morning.
You love white people?
I love all people.
Do you love white people?
Do you love white people, Jesse?
Do you love white people, Niecy?
Do you love white people?
Niecy, do you love white people?
I love all people. Whoever treats me the way I treat them, that's who I love.
Do you love white people?
I'm not answering your question, Jesse.
Why not?
Because you're not going to get me to say, yes, I love white people. What? Why is it so, you so bent on people loving white people?
Do you love black people? Why you can't say if you love white people or not? You just mentioned the Lord.
I love all people.
No, I didn't ask you about all people. I asked about white people. Do you love white people?
If the white person is a decent person, yes, I love them.
But you don't love them if they're not decent?
No. Why would I love undecent people?
God loves you and you're not decent.
You don't know how I am, Jesse. I know you're not decent.
You just said you don't love all people. If you don't love all, you love none.
I said I love people. Do you love all people?
Yes.
The way you talk of, no, you don't. The way you talk about black people, there's no way you can love all people.
What do I say about black people?
Number one, you always putting them down. And I don't even believe you're a pastor because a pastor would not be as disrespectful.
How do I put down black people?
All the time.
How?
All the time.
How?
You sing to every little violent thing.
What?
Every little violent thing that's...
Violent. Violent?
Yes, things that's done... Yes, that's done by black people. You pick up on that. I never see you talk about the school shootings or any criminal activities of white people. Then you condemn the people that get killed by police officers, talked about they was doing something wrong, they thugs and they this.
Give me an example of a valid thing I say about the blacks.
You say they killing white people, which I haven't heard that.
So why do you call it valid then?
I said violent. V-O-I-L-E-N-T.
Oh, violent. I say that the blacks kill the whites?
Yeah, you be saying it all on your show.
Are you saying that the blacks are not killing the whites?
I haven't heard it, and I don't see it. I live in Harlem.
And so you don't hear nor you see any evidence that the blacks are killing the whites?
No, I haven't seen that.
You don't watch TV?
But since you have such a range of information,
do you watch
why
TV?
Why you don't do it on both parts? Because there's whites killing blacks also.
Why do you need to see that? Why you need to see it?
Why I didn't see it?
Thank you, Niecy. I got to take a break. Back in a moment.
Evil within yourself or outside of self. You got to deal with it. And you need good in order to deal with evil. And God is good. You need to return to the Father. And you'll see within you, he will fight the battle for you. And he will fight it without, because he will show you how to deal with it. and you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself, your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation, and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, He will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before Him. And so when they go after you, oh, well, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality.
Some of you know that we have a fundraiser drive going. Good news. We're almost there. And we have a challenge grant. A supporter said, hey, if you can raise to $50,000, I would give up to $50,000. Whatever you raise, I would give up to $50,000 of that. We're almost there. So y'all help me get there today. Right now. We $16,000 away from the $50,000. Isn't that amazing? We're almost there. Go to rebuildingaman.com/donate. Rebuildingaman.com/donate. And just take us over to the $50,000. However, 50 people go and give $16,000. Or one person gives $16,000. Or 10 people give $10,000. Or whatever. All right. Rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-BARN. 800-411-2663. And for personal shout-outs, go to cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, and I'll do them for you. Birthday shout-outs, wedding shout-outs, anniversary shout-outs, encouragement shout-out, whatever it is, I'll do it for you. Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report, right after my show. And then from 9 to 11. And did y'all see the Hake? He was a guest on a show last night. It was interesting. And the name of the show was?
Caledonian Elixir Podcast.
It was on the other side of the...
The pond.
The pond.
Yeah.
It was interesting. So go to thehakereport.com/calendar. Event.
Appearances. Or just go to thehakereport.com and scroll down, and you'll see
right. The
updates.
Yeah, check it out. And then the American Anchor Baby. Only other person who has more energy than the American Anchor Baby is the Great White Hope, Donald Trump. And they call him King. Believe me, keep your eyes on the American Anchor Baby from 11 to 1 p.m. They will be calling him King. You can't help but become king with all that energy, making America great again. The American Anchor Baby from 11 to 1. All right? 888-775-3773. Let me just check back in with Niecy. Apparently she wasn't dying. Niecy.
Yes.
I thought you had finished. You had another question? Or comment?
Yes, I want to know, number one, since you feel that life was better with before the Civil Rights Movement, you know why life was better?
Right, because at that time, Black Americans thought, hold on, Neeson, I want to tell you, I was there. Because at that time, And I grew up on a plantation, Sweet Home Alabama.
I heard all of that. Mm-hmm.
And so, before the Civil Rights Movement, which was the worst thing that ever happened to the blacks, other than abortion, black people thought for themselves. They worked. They didn't hate other people. They didn't blame the white man.
Yes.
They have fathers and mothers in the home. They worked. Nisi, they had their own businesses. They went to black universities.
And what happened to the businesses, Jesse?
When,
Obviously, let me tell you what happened.
What happened, Nisi, is when the black people, when the so-called civil rights movement started, which was civil wrong, but with Martin Luther King and all those people, the black people gave up their lives and they opted out for the government. And they got rid of the fathers for a paycheck, a government check, and it just went downhill. All their lives, ever since then, they've been blaming the white man.
Oh, that's what you think.
Instead of doing for themselves.
Jesse.
Okay, go ahead.
It's obviously you don't read.
I don't read?
No, you don't read.
Because, why you
said? Because you wouldn't be saying the nonsense that you speak.
And so am black I telling the truth about that?
No, you're not.
So you're saying that black people have never been independent people?
Jesse, number one, back when you was coming up before the civil rights was the Jim Crow law. So there's certain things that black people had to do to survive because if they didn't, they would get killed.
Like what?
Like stepping off the sidewalk when a white person passed by.
Who told you that? Who told you something like that?
I know, Jesse. Let me tell you something. My mother was born in 1925, okay?
And your mother had to step off the sidewalk?
My mother had to call young white boys and girls Mr. and Miss.
Did your mother have to step off the sidewalk?
Yes, she had to do all
They didn't even have sidewalks in 1925. What are you talking about?
Don't tell me they ain't have sidewalks. She lived there. He lived past 1925, dummy.
They didn't have sidewalks.
He was born in 1925.
And where was she born?
But thank God she lived up till she was 90.
Where was she born?
My mother was born in the South.
And what South? What part?
Sanford, Florida.
They didn't have sidewalks then.
Jesse, she was born in 1925.
Right, they didn't have sidewalks in 25.
She lived until she was 90 years old.
And so are you telling us that your grandmother was not able to think for herself?
Excuse me?
Are you telling us that your grandmother were not able to think for herself?
I said my mother was born in 1925.
Are you telling us that your mother was not able to think for herself?
My mother thought for herself.
So then what was the problem then?
You live, Jesse, you know what? You need to come out. When I see you going around these other places asking people questions, why you don't come out to New York? Because you know better.
I'm coming to New York. Will I be able to meet you? I'll be coming to New York soon. Can I meet you at the event?
Well, you let me know, because I'd like to meet you in person.
Can we break bread together?
Number two, if you have both your parents and your grandparents, why are you so messed up in the mind?
Well, I used to be angry, but now I have no anger, so my mind is clear
now.
Oh,
you get angry, Jesse. Don't even try it.
Do you get angry?
I seen the skit about
do you
that
get
man
angry?
Following you. Absolutely. All humans get angry.
And how do you get angry? And is anger of God?
God gets angry.
Is anger of God?
Jesse? Do you read the Bible?
Nisi, is anger of God?
God gets angry, Jesse.
Nisi,
that God gave us emotions. God gave us emotions.
Nisi, is anger of God?
Yes, because God gets angry.
So is anger of the devil as well?
I wouldn't say anger is of the devil.
So the devil doesn't get angry, but God get angry.
You saying the devil don't get angry?
No, I'm asking you, are you saying that? Because you said that God is anger is of God, but you won't say, you said that
I'm
you
not
won't
saying
say
anger
that
is
you're
of
saying
God.
That
I'm saying God.
You're saying that you said that you won't say that anger is of the devil. So are you saying that the devil does not have anger? Is not of anger?
Yes, he has anger also.
So the devil has anger and God has anger?
Yes, God
so
has
anger. So what's the purpose
anger.
Of believing in God if you want to have the same misery that you have believing in the devil?
I don't believe. Look, there's God and there's the devil from what the Bible says.
So
I'm
what's
going
the
by
purpose
what the Bible.
If you're still going to be miserable? And be in misery.
I'm not
believing in
I'm
God.
Not miserable.
But if you have anger, you're miserable. Nisi,
I
gotta run. Call me again because of time. I appreciate it. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Laura, a first time caller out of Ohio. Laura, happy White History Month. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning.
It's so good to talk to you.
Thank you.
I'd like to discuss a couple things. Did you happen to see what took place in Cincinnati at a jazz and rib festival over the weekend?
A jazz and rib festival?
Yes, in Cincinnati.
With that man, the white guy, and his wife or the woman that were with him that were beat up by those blacks.
It wasn't just them, Jesse. There were many white victims in that crowd.
Really?
And it was brutal as all heck. If you looked at it and saw it, these people are cheering them on. Even the young girls are jumping in, kicking this man when he's down,
I saw
body
that.
Slamming
you
him.
That, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. It was the most horrible thing that I have seen in a long time and way too close for comfort. You know, I am here in Ohio. And first it was hidden from the public. I called my mom who lives in Michigan near where that shooter took place or the Walmart incident. And anyhow, they knew nothing of what took place. And my brother got on his computer and attempted to find the information and could not find it. I had to tell him where to specifically go to find the footage so that he could see it, you know. And they're still kicking these people when they're down and knocked out on the ground.
We played that yesterday here on the show, but it was, I thought it was only a white man and the woman, the lady that appeared to be with him. I didn't know there were other white people who were attacked as well.
Yes. Yes, there were. And they showed that later on other videos that people had taken at the time. And it was just absolutely horrifying. And what I want to say is the response from the mayor or whatever of Cincinnati was that people should not have been filming this. Okay? That was her response. Not that this shouldn't have taken place. Not that there was some failure to have enough police presence during this situation where they knew there were going to be thousands of people downtown. It was that people filmed it, you know?
Let me ask this, Laura. How did we get to this point in America where white people just simply stopped standing up for themselves in the right way and allow this to happen? Because it didn't start out this bad, but because white people didn't stand up 30 to 40, 70 years ago and say no to the blacks. Why didn't they stand up? Because I tried to tell them that it's only going to get worse. If you don't deal with evil, it only gets worse.
The reason that I feel they didn't stand up and still don't stand up is you will be called racist.
But why do you care about that, though?
I don't. I mean, personally do not.
Not you, but them.
You're right. Well, because you'll be destroyed in the media and stuff, and they tried to recidivize this whole story and come back and say that they got yelled some racial epithet. Well, that defies logic, Jesse.
You said they have crowd, what?
The black said that this guy yelled out a racial epithet to them. And so
who do you blame, the blacks who are doing these things to the white, because they've been doing it for a long time? They had the knockout games where the blacks were knocking out white people.
Yes.
All kind of stuff. Yet you have a person like Nisi who says she never seen black people attack white people.
Right.
But
she doesn't want to see it, Jesse.
But do you know, are the white people aware that what happened in here now is what happened in South Africa? And now there's a genocide on the whites from the blacks, by way of the blacks.
I'm not sure that everybody knows that, but me and my husband know it, you know. We're about to celebrate our 37th year anniversary, and we've watched all this stuff transpire in our quaint little town of Columbus here.
Do you know that it's only going to get worse and not better?
Yes.
And how do you feel about that?
Well, I feel that it's pathetic, honestly, that I have to have, you know, weapons in my home in case something like this takes place, and that my husband has to conceal carry everywhere he goes, even the grocery store, because it's not safe, you know? It's sad. There's people begging at every street corner, and you see them get into nice SUVs at the end of the day, and just horrible things like that taking place everywhere. And I don't personally know what to do about it.
Well, there's nothing you can do about it at this point.
Right.
All you have to do now is what I recommend, do what you want, of course. You got to overcome fear.
Yeah.
You got to be protected by the spirit of truth.
Because
it's not going to get better. It's going to only get worse. This is hell on earth. And
it's ironic.
It's just too far down the road now.
Yeah, it's ironic. One of the guys who was filming this and cheering it on said it was the karma of the white people to be attacked like this. Well, what do they think their karma from God is going to be for their actions?
Nick,
you know,
can you pull up that? Can you pull up when we played that yesterday?
I'm not sure that.
No, I said we. I'm asking my engineer.
One of the guys filming said that it was during the beating of the big white man before the woman got toe-cocked in the face. And so I was like, how can they say, you know, like karma, you know, leveled out by God or whatever, is this kind of violence? You know, I mean, I don't see gangs of white.
Let me play that real fast here because of time. Who is this with? NBC.
I think it was X. This video was from X.
The first one to report on it was the Hindustan Times.
Okay,
the very first outlet.
This is from X. Why is this?
Okay.
Yeah!
Amazing. That's what you're referring to.
Yes. And right here.
Just imagine these are human beings acting like animals, beating up another. I saw the two people there only because of their evil hearts, for no other reason but their wicked hearts.
It sickens me. Is that being affected by my emotions that this sickens me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you really should not be moved by it at all. It's enough to see evil, but don't be affected by evil in your mind and heart.
And, yes. I haven't let it change my heart. I know people of all persuasions, and they do not act this way, you know?
You say you let it change your heart?
No.
Oh, okay.
This evil? No. No.
Good.
Because, you know, the leveling will be done by God eventually, you know, and these people will come to judgment for their actions and what's in their heart.
Amazing.
But
don't get angry at them because it is evil. They're evil, but don't get angry at them because you become like what you hate.
Oh, okay, no.
It's don't agree with evil, but just don't be angry at it. That way you're protected by the truth.
Well, when I protect myself by not putting myself in situation that could end up that way also, which is sad. You know, you can't go to a music festival without being, you know, fearing being beat down or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Well, but Laura, it's just a lot of issues that are affecting the world today.
Yeah.
And there was a lesser one, but I won't even discuss it here because it's meaningless in the scope of what we're discussing right now, you know?
I got to run up. Thank you for your call, and I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Jesse, and for all you do.
All right. You're welcome.
You take care.
You too.
And God's love. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye now. Super chat.
Super chat.
Daniel from Texas bought a coffee. Quick question. Quick question, if I can ask.
Ask.
What is it that makes people so driven to want to speak to another? This is the most difficult part so far after sticking with it. It's a little difficult to want to talk to people. I still just do what I want to. Thank you, guys.
Amazing. Thank you.
Okay.
I don't understand the question.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't quite understand what you mean with that question. Make it clear by calling or another super chat.
Alphabet says, when I think of Hitler, it means nothing to me. I read the stories. They also mean nothing to me. People answer what they weren't asked about Hitler because their source is from fear, he says.
Thank you. Amazing.
Aunt Lydia says, less PN.
Thank you.
And we'll have to read the rest later, guys. Thank y'all.
2 more hours to go. Let me take a quick break when I come back straight to the calls. Hate news, not the fake news. And I'll be back in a moment. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
Some serious mess going on in the world. But there's some good things, too. Darren Beatty of Revolver.News, one of my top 10 probably favorite Jews and also a fellow fan of JLP, is in the government, or at least he's president of something important sounding. Nice. And, of course, mess. gun violence propaganda. No such thing, of course. But Commie Nonsense Network is pushing that agenda of the gun violence archive and extreme weather propaganda as well. Watch out, though. It can get hairy, as it always has. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Country and Western Tuesday, the 29th of July, A.D. 2025. That's the year of our Lord. The lines are full, but you can call in every so often just in case a line opens up. Okay? Even during fake news, not fake news. And you may be able to get on hold to get on air with JLP. In the meantime, you can super chat, buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk, or right there on YouTube or Rumble or wherever you are. You can go to jesseleepeterson.com/show for different ways to support and to super chat and podcast Jesse Lee Peterson. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports Darren Beatty, B-E-A-T-T-I-E, pardon me if I'm butchering his name, who was fired, I didn't know this, as a speechwriter during Donald Trump's Our Greatest President's first term, after Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, revealed he had spoken at a conference attended by white nationalists, will now serve as acting president of the U.S. Institute of Peace. Huh. So said a senior State Department official, and Commie Nonsense claims that he was fired. I don't know if he was actually fired, but what a mess. And mass shootings. There are still 5 months left in the year, as you may know. We're nearing the end of White History Month. It has been a beautiful White History Month. And going into August, which is Men's History Month, come this Friday. And Commie Nonsense Network wants you to know that according to the Gun Violence Archive, the United States has already endured more than 250 mass shootings. Most of them black, perhaps, I don't know. On Monday morning, a gun male, not a man, a male, opened fire in the valet area of a resort in Reno, Nevada, right? In a casino, leaving three people dead and several others, at least a few, wounded. The suspect fled through the parking lot, fired on an innocent bystander, purportedly innocent, and a resort security guard and the police. He was taken into custody and brought to a hospital where he remains in critical condition, that suspect. Later in the day, a second mass shooting occurred in a midtown Manhattan during rush hour. A gun-toting male, shot five people, killing four of them, and then he killed himself. Inside a Park Avenue skyscraper that houses numerous corporate offices, including the NFL, and he may have been targeting the NFL, who knows? They don't know for sure. Some people don't know for sure. The shooter was later found in a stairwell on the 33rd floor, dead of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. He used to play football in high school. Maybe they're thinking, oh, maybe it was the CTE stuff. He was a mess. Anyway, a dangerous line of storms roared across the northern plains in America and upper Midwest overnight, unleashing large hail and wind gusts over 90 miles an hour. Several tornadoes, at least a few, were also reported in parts of rural South Dakota and Iowa, the National Weather Service said. The thunderstorm complex weakened before it could meet the distance criteria to be classified as a derecho. But the end result was the same: damage to homes and businesses, hundreds of trees down, more than 250,000 customers without power. A severe storm threat has lessened to a level 2 out of 5 risk today as the system shifts south and east into the Central Plains and the Great Lakes. So it's going crazy, but be careful. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 2.
Understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way.
uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. It is Tuesday. You can get involved by calling 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. My brand new biblical question, a doozy. Are you living your own life? And what does it mean to live your own life? Are you living your own life? And what does it mean to live your own life? Amazing question, really. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and doing whatever it is you're doing, you should still be listening to the show podcast. You got to run around, work out, whatever. Or it may be even Wednesday in your country, across the pond, or whatever. And you can podcast, but you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. And every Tuesday is one of my favorite days because every Tuesday is and reminds me of the good old days in this amazing country, when the country was amazing. Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What dog?
Let the dogs out. Amazing. Amazing. So a spiritual battle, a warfare between good and evil. And as I was saying to Nisi, if you don't love all, you love none. Be not deceived. You love none. I have said that we should not allow foreigners into run government, to be a part of the government. Because foreigners, they came from S-hole countries with S-hole ideas. And so when they come into our country, they're going to bring those same ideas into our country, and then they will destroy the country because you've allowed them to be a part of the government, decision making, law making, whether and so called enforcing the laws or not. It's mind blowing that America would allow foreigners to enter into politics. If they are like real American, they can vote, but that's about it. And I'm not even sure about that nowadays. But foreigners should not be allowed to become police officers, mayors, city councils, Congress, senators, presidents, or anything in our country, because they're just going to create the same environment. The one that they left and they did nothing about it, and they come to a free country, and they're like, this feels too good. We got to change it. I want the hell I left. And you let them go into the American government. Have you checked with the other white countries where, and happy White History Month, by the way. July is White History Month. I want your White History moment. But you let them in, and they create the same environment. In spite of all the crime and the no bails bond where they let all the people out of prison, and then they brought in all these illegal aliens and just double trouble. In California right now, you know what they're doing? They can, if, let's say you own a truck or something, car, and you have nice tires on your automobile, car tires, truck tires. They now go, while you're at home, in the house, sleeping, because they said this is done like 3 o'clock in the morning, between 3, I believe, and 6 a.m., they put bricks under your car, and they take off the tires to your automobile. They steal them. Right now, in L.A. We're going to have some of that for you tomorrow. Isn't that amazing? And yet, and then crime is out of control in Los Angeles, Orange County. Orange County was like all white at one time. And it was an amazing place to live at one time. Out there in the valley, crime, break-ins. In some cases, the people are home. And in some cases, they kill the people. And the people, they're buying all type of electronics, cameras and all kinds of stuff. And it's not working. But the one thing I do notice is that there's no loud cry about bringing back the police. You would think that the citizens of this city or and state would be saying, bring back the police, bring back bail bonds, bring back tougher punishment. I don't hear outcry for that at all. And I'm blown away how the white people allow, and happy white, here's somebody, by the way, allow a far-left radical, worse than the KKK, black group like Black Lives Matter, anti-God, anti-family, anti-anything that's good, fat, and they said, I'm not saying, but they said they were lesbians, fat black lesbians. How they allow them, these people, to convince them to defund the police, get rid of the police. How did that happen? How do you allow people who have no respect for your country, for anything that's good, to tell you to get rid of police? And they had already proven that the blacks didn't like white people. They were knocking them out already. Not Black Lives Matter, but the blacks. Well, it's not over. Now you're letting the foreigners get involved in our government. And they're saying, at least some of them, that they didn't go far enough in dismantling the police. Foreigners. I tremble at that. My country is becoming like Europe now. The foreigner took over Europe. Here's the Minneapolis mayoral candidate, Omar Fateh, whatever, talking with Al Sharpton about how Minneapolis did not go far enough with dismantling the police. This is from MSNBC. Watch this.
Have you seen any change in policing 5 years later since what happened to George Floyd that caused one of the great movements that we've seen in American history?
Unfortunately, no. The mayor has promised continuously to our communities that there would be real meaningful reform. And 5 years later, there is still no plan.
Amazing. How do you let black people tell you to get rid of the police. Not enough. They need more. They didn't go far enough. And knowing that the blacks hate you for no reason at all. And this is a foreigner black. He looked like a Somali or something. I just don't know what to say. This is hell on earth. What happened to white Americans, white Africans, South Africans? There's a genocide in South African folk. It's in America, too. We showed you where those blacks were beating up that white man and white lady, and I'm told, haven't seen it yet, there are more white people that were attacked. And I guess some type of festival or something there in Ohio, I believe. It's going to get worse. I did not know. Because in the good old days, white people and black people, for the most part, stood up together for what was right. Remember that? Some of you might not even know about it. But I did not know that this can happen in America. Really. But it is. And it's going to get worse. My country is not coming back. It's gone. And I guess the only other choice we have, apparently somewhere in Oklahoma or somewhere, there's a white town, all white town. We're going to be dealing with that at some point. But I guess the only other choice is to hope that Elon Musk build that rocket ship to go up into space somewhere and live out there. Because you're going to have to depart from this country at some point. 888-77 Jesse. Let me go to Josh out of Georgia. Georgia, oh my. Hey, Josh, happy White History Month.
Hey, happy White History Month, Jesse.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Hey, do you consider the Jews to be white people?
I did not beforehand because, I don't know, I did not beforehand, but over a period of time, I'm hearing that they are white.
Right.
And so, I don't know. I just still think of them as Jews.
Right. I think of them as white.
When I was, when I moved to L.A. and I started seeing the Jews, I could not tell her if it was a Jew,
right.
I would think that it was white, that he or she was white, and I didn't know, I couldn't tell the difference between a white person and a Jewish person. What made you think of that right now?
Because I see Jews as white, and it seems like a touchy subject. People don't want to see Jews as white. They see Jews as like minorities, and I don't see them as minority. I see them as white people. And I talked to Hake about it. Hake says he sees them as kind of like a different kind of white, and they're usually very liberal. So that's why they're usually Democrats, I think, or something. So that's why they're not considered or white. But not all of them, though. I know a lot of them that are very conservative. So.
A lot of time I can tell a Jewish person from a white person because I'm so familiar with them now. I can tell the difference. In some cases I can, but a lot of cases I can tell them more liberals and less Christians and more into the identities as Jews rather than just normal Americans.
Right.
They are the most anti-white white people. That's what hate said. He just wrote that.
That's
he just sent that message.
That's what they say. But the you know, the radicals, they call them colonizers. You know, they call them oppressors. That? Like the they call the Jews colonizers.
What's
the
radical?
The same thing they call white people who came and made America better. They call them colonizers.
Not made it better, but found it.
Or found it. Yeah, created. Yeah. I mean, they made the. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's what they do all over the world. They make everything better. Jews do that too. They make their communities are nice, their neighborhoods are nice. So that's why I see them as white, basically. But they are very liberal though. So I don't know. That's an interesting topic though. But
they have conservative Jews and liberal Jews. They don't just have all liberals.
Right. Right. That's true.
Right. Yeah, because I know a whole bunch of
conservative ones,
Jews,
yeah.
Very conservative.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. Amazing.
But yeah, but I was calling about the assignment for this past weekend.
And what was it?
It was to be nothing for the weekend.
Oh, yeah, be nothing or nobody for 3 days.
Yeah, you know, the thoughts tricked me on that. And it kind of told me to just, what that means is to just avoid thrills. Just try my hardest to avoid thrills for 3 days. And that's kind of what I tried to do, but it didn't work. And then yesterday I kind of realized that really means to just watch the thoughts, the thought process that turns into feelings and turns into actions and don't identify with that for 3 days.
So repeat that to do what now?
Like I didn't understand what that meant when you said be nothing for 3 days for
be
the weekend.
Nothing be or nobody.
Or nobody.
Be nobody, be nothing for 3 days.
Right. So maybe I still don't know exactly what you mean by that, because it's like I see that as being someone is a thrill. It's everything is basically just some kind of thrill.
Yeah,
that's what everything. Boy, and then that's always the setup.
Yeah,
and so I tried my hardest to, you know, the weekend is a big time for thrills. Because, you know, I'm off work and I got downtime. And so that's what I took that to mean, is to try my hardest not to seek thrills.
And how are you doing with that?
I failed at it. I failed horribly.
What a mess.
Yeah. It's like kind of like judging people in your head. Just everything is just some kind of thrill, and then there's little ones, and then there's like big vices, you know, and then I don't know. I just watch it now, because I know trying hard not to chase thrills doesn't work, because it may work for a while, but then you'll slip up, and then you'll judge yourself for slipping up, and you'll get worse, deeper into it.
Are you practicing staying present?
Yeah.
How's that going?
The best. I can't tell if I'm failing at it or succeed. I can't say how it's going, because it's like I see myself not staying present, and then I catch it afterwards constantly.
And when you say you see yourself failing at it, what do you mean?
Like I recognize, 10 minutes ago I was in my head over that. And then I just come back. So it seems impossible to do.
Well, you can't do it of yourself. You just have to realize and let it happen.
Right. Right.
You don't. That's, don't try to make it happen. You just come back. You know, let's say you caught up in your hair. You're thinking about the past or worried about the future and blah blah blah. Thinking about the future. Period. You just come back, be aware of your body, be aware of your surrounding. You're back in presence.
Right. Right. Okay, because I was trying to make it happen. I was trying to, there's nothing I can do is the bottom line.
So why don't you give up completely? Trying to make anything happen like that.
I get tricked by the thoughts into doing, because it's a line of like, okay, some things you don't purposely go get drunk, you know, you try not to do it, you know, but if you do it, I recognize I can't control that. I'm not in control of that.
Why don't you just surrender to truth and let truth do the work for you? Because you recognize that you can't do anything of yourself, right? You can't change yourself.
Right.
Why not just surrender totally to the truth so the truth can completely take over?
I believe that's what I'm doing. When you say surrender, you mean because I keep, there's nothing else to do because I keep trying to and end up going back into vices, and then it's the whole cycle. You judge yourself for doing the vices, and so I see that doesn't work.
How can you judge yourself when there's no self to judge?
Right.
No, that was a question.
You can't. You can't judge yourself when there's
no. You said you judge yourself. How do you do that?
The thoughts do that. It's not me that's doing that. It's
the
thoughts
doing
that.
Why do you say
you then? It tricks me into thinking it's me.
Oh, okay.
And that's the whole game. Yeah, that's the game.
Whoa, Matt. So let me ask, because of time, let me ask the brand new biblical question. You want to respond to?
Yes, sir.
Are you living your own life? And what does it mean to live your own life?
I'd say no, I'm not living my own life. And to live your own life means to die from this or to overcome this demon in me. That's to live my own life. So that's right now I see this thing is in me still. So I haven't defeated it yet. I haven't overcome it yet. Yeah.
Well, I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you for that.
All right. No problem. I appreciate you, man.
And thank you for your support. Stay with us. Stay with us. Don't give up.
Okay. I won't.
All right, bud.
All right, man.
Thanks, Josh.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Amazing. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Tiffany out of Virginia. Tiffany, you are on the air. Hey, Tiffany? Hello? It's me. Hello? Can you hear me? I was wondering if we could get together to go over everything.
Oh, no. Hello?
I forgot how it felt.
Hello?
The world fell at my feet.
Hello?
Tiffany?
Yes, I'm here.
I was waiting on you.
I'm sorry.
I forgot how it felt.
I had you on mute on TV. How you doing this morning?
All is well. Happy White History Month.
I'm so excited to hear from you again. I spoke with you. I called this morning because I was watching your search.
Turn down the show.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to do. I'm looking for my remote now.
What a mess.
So,
I
was watching.
Happy White History Month.
Oh, okay. Happy White History Month to you. That's so funny. I told my friend about that, and she just laughed.
And why is White History Month funny?
Because it's your humor, and I love your humor and how sarcastic wit you have, and it's just hilarious. Because it is. It's the 4th of July. It's when the white people found America and did all of their stuff. Like, our whole history of America is based on this month.
I rest so, my case.
Yeah, so. But anyway, I just called. I just love you to death. You have helped me in so many ways. And you gave me advice before that really worked. I do my silent prayer. I'm still working on forgiving my mom and my dad, but that's another conversation.
Why have my you business, gone and forgiven them?
Dusty, I don't want to talk about that this morning.
All right.
I'll talk to you later and talk about that. That's because of time. I'm going to use your words. Because of time.
Okay.
Okay. So because of time, I was watching your service, I think it was like two Sundays ago, and there was this guy in the audience who basically was asking you, why do you do what you do? He was like really snappy. And you said, I don't want to do this. He said, you said, this is not me. This is God making me do this. He said, because you were telling his friend not to try to save him. Right. Do you remember that?
Oh, I do. Okay. I do.
Yeah. So my question to you is, I have this burning inside, and it's not my thoughts. It's not my, it's like, it's a will, just like how you have. It's like you have no choice. And I remember calling you once before asking you about, because I wanted to open like a Boys and Girls Club again and start foundation to help the youth, because it's just really bad for them now. Like you said, look at them. They don't have no respect. And I grew up with my grandparents, so listening to you is like listening to them, because y'all have this, is that mentality, y'all generation is lost. And I, because I'm younger, I still have that, and I feel like I can hand a torch down, because there was a lot of people who weren't able to hand a torch down.
You said that our generation is lost, or the younger generation is lost?
Your generation's traditions are lost.
Yeah.
If there's nobody else that's younger or nobody else to hand the baton down, eventually it's going to be a myth. Like our stories and stuff is going to be a myth.
Yeah.
You know, and these children these days, I feel like, because, and I'm going to be honest, we don't need an apology, but we need an apology. I feel like the certain entities could have just done, whether it be genuine or not, just done a genuine apology for slavery just for once. And I really think Donald Trump might do that just to make everybody upset, like on his last day of office. but I feel like because that didn't happen, that rage and people don't know how to get rid of their anger. And be, it just grew up. And like you said, evil comes from the mother because they haven't been born of the father. So I feel like this generation, these, you know, the sins of the father can come to the, you know, the children, you know what I mean? And I think that's what has happened.
Are you saying that America needs to apologize to the blacks about slavery?
I'm saying that I want to start an organization, and I have this passion, and
But what do you said about something about an apology?
Oh, I was just I think that because it wasn't addressed, just speaking to a lot of our people, they are not educated a lot, and I think because
Hold for me. Let me take a quick break, then for some reason your phone saw like wind blowing. Are you outside?
Oh, I'm under the ceiling fan. I can move.
Yeah, because I hear the wind blowing.
Okay,
let me take a break. Don't hang up. Quick break. Back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan, If you could doubt every thought, you could be free just like that. At an instant. Bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. Welcome back. We have the best counseling service on this side of heaven. Family intervention counseling by phone, walk-in, or Skype. If you like counseling service, you need it. Some people, you may not need it but one time, two times at best. And some people just like follow-up. Go to rebuildingaman.com, rebuildingaman.com, or call 800-411. 2663 800-411-BARN. And be patient because I'm booked with counseling, really. But we'll try to get you in as quickly as possible, as soon as possible. And if someone cancel or reschedule or anything like that, we'll let you know. The next in line will know. But we try to get you in. RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-BARN, and go and help us meet the Chalice Grant. We're at 16,000, and we're there. We're there. All right, RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-BARN. RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-2663. RebuildingTheMan.com or call /donate, rebuildingtheman.com/donate, or call 800-411-2663. You can mail it in as well, P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. Or you can hit that bar thing right there, scan QR bar to support Bond. Thank you all in advance. I want to go quickly back to Tiffany. And Tiffany. Hey, Tiffany? Tiffany?
Can you hear me, Beth? Yes.
All right. You want to help the community, but you also said that you believe that America should apologize to the blacks for slavery, and that you believe that Donald Trump might do that near the end of his term.
When I said that, I was meaning that black people are hurt, and a lot of us have gotten over that.
Right.
That's why we listen to you.
Right.
And we know what to do, okay? We figured it out. But some of them don't know even that you exist or even know that it is something to do.
Right.
So all they do is have this hurt, and sometimes all you need is an apology. You know what I mean? And not to say that all, because everybody been through stuff. We're not the only ones that went through slavery.
Right.
Ours was peculiar, but every country went through slavery. But we don't know about that. We think it was just us. So, well, they think it's just us, because I don't believe that anymore.
And for the record, but, you're black, right?
Yes, that's it. I'm black.
I know you're black, but the white people may not know it.
Oh, yeah. It's some of us out here. And I have people that look at me like even my own father doesn't talk to me because I'm a Trump supporter. And I look, I had to get some Trump shirts that was in Japanese, so I would.
Oh, what now?
I
Yes, because I'm the only black person really that I know that likes Trump. And I don't want to get beat up because you know how they, I don't want to be like the white people on TV. So I, but yeah, I'm 45, 47 all day. But yes, and it's a lot of us out here. We call it the secret Trump supporters.
And so you think that you believe that if President Trump or any president apologized to the blacks for slavery, you believe what would happen?
I believe that because they don't want to listen now. Because anytime you talk to them, it's like they got a demon in them. Have you noticed that? Like, people used to not be like that with Bush or Clinton or nobody.
Right.
It would just be like a regular disagreement. And then you just keep going on. But now they're burning cars. They just outrageous. And that's nothing but the devil. And I feel like love covers a multitude of sin. And they are some sinful people. You know that. They are. I call them the demon crafts. They are. It's like it's a demon. I'm telling you, it's a demon in them. And they don't see it. You know what I mean? So I feel like love covers a multitude of sin. And the Asians, they got their apology. They got their bill signed, you know, and I don't know about all the other races or whatever. But for us, for some reason, we just it needs to be like addressed, whether they mean it or not. And I think that that would really make the Democrats upset because, you know, they don't want that because they want them to stay in bondage.
And so you believe that if the President Trump, in this case, President Trump, if he were to say go on the news, on the TV and say, black people, for an example, right? Maybe not exactly this way. I'm sorry, we apologize to you for slavery. You believe what would happen?
I believe that, you know, he, of course, say in more context, maybe more detail, more emotion, you know, stuff like that. I think that it will, and it may not, but I really think that people on that side, just all they see is black and white, and they just want to feel just.
And so you believe what will happen?
I believe that it'll make them be able to come to the table to have a conversation, at least.
About what?
About getting together and trying to help each other.
Oh, I see.
And so, like, you see what I mean?
Yeah.
So we can't.
But
we can't help
each
other.
I can promise you this.
Okay.
If President Trump, the Biden, Barack Obama, George Bush, Bill Clinton, Ronald Reagan, if they all came out at the same time to tell the blacks, I'm sorry, however they said, like you said, whatever they said, it would not change one heart. It would not help the blacks. They will only get worse instead of getting better. That will not change anything. I promise you that.
So you don't think that, you know, not all, but most. Do you think that it will help some of them?
Not one. Not
and
one.
And why is that?
I'm sorry?
Why is that?
Because all of our hearts are wicked, meaning all people. The heart is evil. And the only thing that will change the heart is to admit that you're evil, and the spirit of truth will change the heart. Nothing else will change it.
If
they said they're sorry for slavery, that's not going to change the black's heart at all.
No,
then they will say,
like,
well, now you owe us reparations. You've admitted that.
That's what I was meaning. Like, in the apology, it will, you know, go into detail how it has, you know, hurt communities.
But it has not, though.
You said what now?
Slavery has not hurt black people at all. Slavery has nothing to do with the wicked hearts of human nature.
You're absolutely right. Because race, like you said, racism doesn't exist. And I had to really think on that the other day. I was like, what does he mean by that? And you said evil is evil.
Yeah.
It don't matter, you said. And I said, Okay, I see. Because you're deep. A lot of people can't take you because you're so deep, and then you have a sense of humor with it, and they think that you're being racist or something. And I always explain to people, no, he's making you think on a deeper level. Stop thinking surface of color, black and white, and all these races. He's trying to make you think. And when you said, we are spirits, we are God's, you know what I'm saying, creation. God ain't going to be like, hey, the black people over here, the Indian people over here, when you go to heaven. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And people are so, and that's why I said, I just thought about love. And this, you know, ties back to what I was saying. Like, I really want to do something for my community and show them love, because they don't have no love. They just hate. And I just remember love has a multitude of sin. And I have this passion that just will not go away. Like, I just want to help people.
And your question and for me is what?
What can I do to help people? I called you before and you said, it ain't nothing I can do.
Right.
And so I tried to stop thinking about it.
Yeah.
And I was like, maybe because I always feel like I need to save the world. So I prayed about it. You know, I do my silent prayer and I try not to think about it, because thoughts are of the, my prayer is to ask God to silence the voice of the enemy.
Right.
Silence my thoughts and bind my mind to the mind of Christ, because I don't want no thoughts. I just want what. The basic stuff. Do I got to make coffee? Do I got to do this? Do I got to make sure I stop at the stop sign?
Right.
I don't need to be bored. Look, I listen to you all the time now. Like I tell you, that's my pastor right there.
So listen, yeah, because so of anyway, time.
Okay, because of time. I want to know, because like you said at that at service the other day, you told him it's not you, it's God. And I want to be not a mini you, but that's what you're doing is what I want to do.
Okay.
And so.
Here's what you do. All you need to do, and I recommend what you do, continue to seek the truth. Put that first.
Okay.
And lose all ideas as to what you want to do.
Yes.
Because
you said it the other day.
Yeah.
Yep.
And just seek the truth and let the truth lead you in the way, because I can't help people and you can't help people. There's nothing we can do for ourselves or anyone else, right? And so, so you just seek the truth and get, but don't hold on to this idea, I want to help people. And let the truth dictate that.
Because you said the other day, don't have ambition.
Right.
And
because
you say something, you be like, what? Don't have ambition. And then you break it down so clearly. And I'm like, I see. Like when it becomes a natural thing to do, if you just wake up and do it naturally, and that's what I'm trying to get to. It happened naturally.
Well, stay away from your thoughts, then it will happen naturally.
Oh, duh. That's why I love talking to you. Because you get the answer, and it's right there.
Yeah.
It's right there. Okay, how much is this counseling call? Okay.
It's on the house.
Right. Okay, thank you. I love you. I'm spreading the word. I'm trying to share, you know, with you and just let people see. You know, and I joke, I was like, look, we love the great white hope.
That's right. They call him like king. Crazy.
Yeah, it's like, whoo, Jesus. Yeah. Mm-hmm, Jesus.
Call me again. So. You stay with it and call me again, all right?
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye, everybody.
Bye now. Oh, amazing. Bye-bye. Just let go of all your ideas. An ambitious person is a vicious person. They will destroy themselves and you if you get in the way. Ambitious is not from God. God doesn't need you to be ambitious. Think about it. He said, I will take care of you. 888-7753-773. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Eric says church was amazing yesterday, because he gave this super chat Monday.
Sunday, rebuildingtheman.com/church. It was amazing.
Wishing you well, Jesse and crew.
Thank you.
Hey, what's wrong with the whites? Asks Eric.
Good question. You say?
I say they're a mess.
Yeah. What a mess.
Alphabet says when people are asked a question of what the world calls controversial, and anyone avoid it, it's because they are being controlled by the spirit of evil to keep you cowardly running from now.
Thank you. Amazing.
Philip says, if you want to see people being misled by Satan, go to the DNC. Democrat National Convention, or a black church. It's an emotional circus entertained by cheap thrills. Amazing.
The DNC is a mess right now. And it's all because of the anger. They don't know what to do with themselves. Amazing. Thank you.
Facts. The Stag Beetle. Good morning. God bless. My young sons love the original theme song and the Trevor Wesley remix, Jesse. Is there a place to find the entire original opening song?
RebuildingAMan.com/open show.
JesseLeePeterson.com.
JesseLeePeterson.com.
Yeah.
Amazing.
That's
Thank
the
you.
Best that we have.
Yeah.
We play what we have. Eric Five Coffees, there's a recommendation for a biblical question. In the present moment, what's happening to you?
Amazing. Thanks for the suggestion. We'll hold on to that. Thank you.
Mr. Zweig, short-haired woman in Africa means she's not faithful. They cut woman's hair once she's caught cheating, he says.
Oh, really?
That's it. That's
I've not heard that before.
I hadn't either.
Amazing. Thank you.
Anthony on Cash, I've been heading to the Ozarks. No wigs allowed.
I saw this video about black women and wigs. I didn't know so many black women wore false hair.
I had no idea.
I knew it with the fake braids thing, but I didn't know.
I didn't even know what a weave was before I worked here. It took years working here before I even found out.
Amazing. Thank you.
Ken says, I would like to shout out Robert Greene for my White History Hero, another great famous for some book. Would love to see him more.
Thank you. Amazing. Shout out White History Moment. Thank you.
Dominic bought a coffee. No message.
Thank you.
Jacqueline bought a coffee. For 3 days, I practiced being no one. My husband would say, you're amazing and you're beautiful. I remembered not to feed my ego and told him about your assignment. I know I'm not really anyone. I felt the truth, Jesse.
Stay with us. I want to hear from more people. Did you do the assignment of last week? And the assignment was for 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Be no one. Or nothing. Nobody or nothing. Did you do the assignment? I really want to hear from you about it. Thanks for the feedback on that.
Jake bought a diamond. Today, meaning yesterday, is his birthday.
Amazing. And why here's he might? What a time to be born.
Indeed.
What the? Amazing. Happy birthday.
Happy belated birthday.
Yeah.
Chorus Novel says, do you believe that this one woman who has a platform, who talks on the internet, has a platform for the thrill of it?
Oh, for the thrill of it. The thrill of it. I don't know that person, but thank you.
Thank you. Lori bought a coffee. Being nothing is a beautiful tool to see the many layers of evil pretending to be me. Life is so easy being nothing because there's nothing to prove, hang on to, fight about. Letting go of the identity being a daughter really helped keep my peace with my mother's death, says Lori.
Amazing. Stay with it. Really, just stay with it. Amazing.
Cornerstone gives a salute on Cash App.
Nice.
Salute emoji. Patrick, three coffees. There will always be different months to celebrate. But this month's going to be
E-Y.
History month. Thank you, Patrick O, for your three coffees.
Thank you.
Sharia, pardon me if I'm butchering your name, with the generous Cash App. Thank you, JLP and crew, for all you do. Black heart and purple heart emojis.
Amazing. Thank you.
Shout out to Jake Hudson and Games for Rec 555555565, taking care of business and the rest of the supporters faithfully on the DLive crew. Kaya says,
thank you.
White History Month for America, says Kaya.
And Kaya.
Kaya in NC. Kaya in North Carolina.
Amazing. Happy White History Month, Kaya. Amazing. Raul. Good to hear from you, by the way.
I think it's Raul. Says, I rejoice when my ego suffers. Thanks, Jesse. I was blind, but now I can see. Stay with it. Amen.
Counting all joy when you're feeling the pain, tribulations, working patience in your life. Count it all joy. Don't be complaining about misery. Go through the fire. Get to the point the flames are so hot, meaning pain, thoughts and pain, that you can't even see the smoke. I mean, you can't see the fire for the smoke in your eyes. Go through hell. And on the other side of hell is paradise, right here on earth. Stay with us, stay with us, stay with us. Amazing.
Blunt Wit sings, "Don't call me white. Don't call me white." Thank you, Blunt Wit.
Don't call me
N-word.
Nigga-ra-ra. Whitey. Nigga-ra-ra.
Don't call me Whitey.
Don't call me Whitey. Nigga-ra-ra.
Nicaragua.
Amazing. I gotta stop there.
That was sung by a Jewish atheist.
Was it?
No, the I'm not Sly and the Family Stone. You're talking Sly and the Family Stone. Right. I'm talking about the punk who sang the song that Blunt Wit was singing.
Oh.
Yeah. Two different songs.
Okay. Oh, amazing.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
We'll read more
later. Let me go to Sky out of Texas. Sky, you're on the air.
Hello, Jesse.
Hey, Sky.
Good to hear from you again. So I have a question.
Yes, sir.
During our prayers, our family prayers during a dinner, we have a prayer before dinner. I have a four-year-old who doesn't want to close her eyes and participate.
Right.
And so I was fine with that. My wife kind of got upset. She's like, "You got to do this. You got to do that." And I was thinking well, is it, I want to do the right thing. I'm like, I want to guide her. But also at the same time, I don't want her to do something just to please the people at the table, because I don't know if God's worried about her closing her eyes or
why
not.
Why would you let your... So your question for me is what?
Is it important to make sure a child is doing something during a verbal prayer because of societal... respect,
that is,
or is
a
it
good
important for
question,
God?
Man. That's so good. Scott, can you hold? Let me take a quick break.
Yes.
Don't hang up. It's a good question.
Okay.
Hate news is coming, not the fake news, the hate news. One more hour to go. Country and Western Tuesday. Back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought... Because you're not your thoughts. If you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free, just like that, at an instant. Bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. There's a SNAP lawsuit, SNAP being food stamps, Planned Parenthood for America, more like Planned Parenthood against America, and Ghislaine Maxwell, Jeffrey Epstein's ex-girlfriend / associate helper person, I think, right? And an update on Caitlin Clark's stalker, her other one, not Hake. This is the end of hour two of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. I'm kidding around, of course. It is Country and Western Tuesday, July 29th. Happy White History Month, everybody. White History Month is for all people to enjoy and appreciate the whites, especially the whites of history. And the lines are full. JLP will be right back to your calls. Hang tight, callers and super chatters. We will get to you, all of you, all right? You can call in every so often just in case a line opens up. It is hate news, not fake news. After the J.S. Lee Peterson Show, do, if you please, if you so please, catch thehakereport.com. And if you like, you can catch my interview on Caledonian Elixir. You can find it by going to thehakereport.com/appearances. It is my most recent appearance as of now. And after the Hake Report, catch American Anchor, baby. So cool. Commie Nonsense Network CNN reports 20 so-called states are suing our greatest president, Trump's administration, alleging, without evidence, that the Department of Agriculture is improperly attempting to gather sensitive personal information about low-income families who use Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, SNAP, food stamps, to buy groceries. This unprecedented demand, this is a quote, that states turn over SNAP data violates all kinds of state and federal privacy laws and further breaks the trust between the federal government and the people it serves. As a California Attorney General Rob Bonta stated in a statement, when announcing the effort in May, Agricultural Secretary Brooke Rollins, sounds like a gal, said the government needs access to the information about the people who use food stamps because SNAP has been on autopilot with no USDA insight into real-time data. Nice. We need to clean up the swamp, and the swamp includes these degenerates abusing our welfare system. And Planned Parenthood in a new preliminary injunction issued Monday, a federal so-called judge has blocked the nationwide enforcement of a provision in our greatest president, Donald J. Trump's sweeping domestic policy law that would defund Planned Parenthood's so-called health care services. The measure, signed July 4th, bars Medicaid users from coverage with a health care provider that also provides abortion services, meaning killing the babies in the womb and extracted. Last week, U.S. District Judge Indira Talwani, nice American name, ruled the administration could not enforce the funding ban against some Planned Parenthood organizations, but now she has widened the block. Patients are likely to suffer adverse health consequences, says she, where care is disrupted and or unavailable. In particular, restricting members' ability to provide health care services threatens an increase in unintended pregnancies, the horror, and attendant complications because of reduced access to effective contraceptives and an increase in undiagnosed and untreated STIs, which is a communist buzzword for STDs. So said this Indira Talwani in her so-called ruling. What a mess, huh? Get rid of these female judges. Righteously. And of course, Ghislaine Maxwell, sentenced to 20 years in federal prison for carrying out a years-long scheme with her confidant, Jeffrey Epstein, to groom and sexually abuse underage girls, they claim, is urging the so-called Supreme Court to take up her pending appeal and overturn her sex trafficking conviction in a new brief to the court. Attorneys claim she was covered by an agreement Epstein made with federal authorities that should have shielded her from prosecution. The second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled against Ghislaine, and it was a whole mess. So the government just does whatever it wants to whomever it wants. I'm James Hake, now back to JLP, Hour 3.
I know we can find a way. I know we we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. It's the third hour of the show already, and you can get involved by calling 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. Brand new biblical question. I had to wait until one came. Are you living your own life? And what does it mean to live your own life? Are you living your own life? And what does it mean to live your own life? I'm laughing at the video that you put that together. Derek did that? Derek did. It's amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're running around, don't worry. Let's say you can't watch the show live. You're like, oh, Lord, not yours, Lord. I want to watch the show live, but I got to go and work out. I got to go jogging. I got to lift some weight. Or I got to make breakfast or dinner, because in some parts of the world it's already dinner time, and some parts of the world it's already Wednesday. You can podcast the show, but you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JOP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JOP talk or Bun JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. It's the third hour Tuesday. And Tuesday always remind me how amazing America was at one time, because America is country and western Tuesday. All my life,
all my faults, well, they've all been lies. They let me down every single time, because the devil's been making holes inside my head. Good, the bad, the glad, the sad. If I could let them all go and give them to God, well, maybe he'd take this anger from my soul, and I'd shine like a light that's too bright to see, and I could lean on God so he could lean on me. Forgive. Righteous, perfect peace.
Amazing. That is it. I love that song. What now? Country and Western Tuesday. I want to go quickly back to Sky out of Texas. And let's see here. Sky, thanks for holding.
Hello.
So restate your question.
So my 4-year-old was having trouble closing her eyes during the family prayer before a meal. And my wife was trying to correct her on that, like, oh, you got to close your eyes and, you know, you got to do this and that. And so my question was, because it's important that I guide her, is it important for her to do that for the people at the table or for God? Because a prayer is to God, and so does God care that she is not closing her eyes and playing around during a prayer? or is it just the people?
That's an interesting question. What, so far, how have you been dealing with it?
Well, I've been letting my wife be in charge of my daughter, but yesterday when it happened, I was like, well, let's talk about that later. And then I was unsure. I'm like, well, what's the right move here? So, and so I was like, you know, I better call because I'm still thinking about it.
And you and your wife talked about it?
Well, not yet. I literally happened yesterday. So I thought it was, because I've been doing the challenge as well as to be a nobody for 3 days.
Right on.
So, that's kind
of. So let me ask, why would you let your wife traumatize your daughter in that way when it's your responsibility to protect your children from the wife, from the mother? Why would you let her do that to your daughter?
Well, in that situation, it seems like the intention is to treat God as if it's important to focus on him.
How is, so, your daughter is 4 years old, you say, right?
Yeah.
How is that the intention to treat God the way what?
That we're supposed to be focused on God when we're praying.
And
but,
so a 4 year less traumatized, which is happening with your wife doing to your daughter based on what you've said, she is focused on God already, and your wife is turning her away from God.
Yeah, and I can see that she's doing it because she's worried about everybody else in the room who also don't know that. You're like, I'm the only one in the room that's really getting all the clarity in life right now, so I'm a lot is changing for me. So that's why I'm like, this is probably one of those things that I'm going to have to deal with. Because I don't want to ramble too much, but like during the 3 days of being a nobody, I've watched people interact with my daughter and the family. And then I've watched my daughter look to me to see if I'm siding with them or not. And when she sees that I don't side with them, she then just ignores it and continues and doesn't let it affect her.
Absolutely. So, that's why I don't understand why you don't correct your wife or didn't correct your wife right there in front of your daughter. Leave her alone. She's 4 years old. She doesn't have to close her eye. That's crazy. I don't know why you didn't correct her right then and there. So your wife can see that your daughter can see that you're protecting her from this evil spirit of her mother.
I think that I did correct her because I was like, well, she didn't have to do that. And then I was like, we'll talk about it later because she wanted to talk about it in front of the whole family. But I was like, well, let's talk about it later.
No, you should have talked about it right then. No, don't do that.
I will. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of my family. I'm really not. I've been calling. I just went, I was like.
Let me just say this to you. The number one reason, but not the only, the number one reason that every human being on earth are suffering with the imagination today, with thoughts and feelings, is because the mother and sometimes the father and the teachers and the preachers have taught them how to think, how to be, how to live. And they've been trying to live up to that, and it doesn't work at all. You can never live up to what you've been taught. It's just intellectual, and it keeps you in hell. And the fact that your wife is teaching your daughter, oh, you got to bow your head, and do your, at 4 years old, she shouldn't be teaching her that, period. Because God is above, he's not below. Well, you got to bow your head, number one. But your wife, and now your daughter going to be angry at that, and she's going to grow up now thinking she got to bow her head to pray. And when she does it, she's going to feel guilty, and she's going to go to church, she's going to read the Bible, she's going to have the wrong idea about God, and she's going to suffer just as you and your wife are suffering. You should not, God didn't care two penny, 2 cents about whether you bow your head to him or not.
I agree. Yeah, I, in response to this...
And your wife is only doing it because she's been traumatized to bow her head when she prayed. Her heart is wicked, and all she's doing is looking down at a wicked heart.
Yeah, and a quick six-month summary from January to now. I listened to your show starting in January. I made the mistake of, as I started to see things unfold, the truth, it was so clear to me. I made the mistake of trying to drag other people through the mud to try to see it. And so that wasn't working. And so when I stopped doing that, about 3 or 4 months in, that's whenever big progress happened, because then people could, then like my wife, for instance, she's just now started coming around the past 2 months to start working on herself because she can finally see the change in me, and I'm not trying to force her to do anything. And so that being said, I guess her experience as a Christian has really only developed in the past couple of years, and then my true experience has really only developed in the past 6 months. So I think there's room for her to learn. But as far as like a prayer thing, I haven't spent much time teaching her about that.
But that was your time right then. The moment presented itself when she was trying to make your daughter bow her head. Why do you take that as a teaching moment?
You know what? Next time we're at family dinner, I will be ready to take on the family, because
you take that as a teaching moment when it happened?
I started to, but then I wasn't sure, because I felt like there is a certain amount of, I want my daughter to know that I rely on God for everything.
Well, your daughter's 4 years old. You said she observed you. That's all she needs to see is the light in you. She'll be fine. You don't need to teach her that.
Yeah, I guess. I see that. And I started to correct it, but then I was like, well, how much of it is my wife to, correct that or not? But I wasn't. I guess
your
I was
wife
like
should
80%
be correcting your children anyway. It should be you.
Fair enough. Unless I agree with her, right?
I don't know what you mean by that.
Well, if my daughter's kicking the dog or something, and my, like, it's been a mess. My wife has a lot of anger, and I...
Of course, that's why she's teaching your daughter how to become evil, because
she
is evil.
But we're getting there, Jesse. We're working on it. We really are, because like she, my daughter, I'm watching, like my wife was real upset the other day and she started crying, and my daughter looked at me and then she was like, come on, Dad, let's go to the car. Like she was like, she wasn't worried about it at all, because
who
I wasn't
was crying. Your wife or your daughter?
My wife was crying.
Oh, okay. And you knew she was lying?
I knew she was lying. And so my daughter like looked at me to see if I was going to try to like do something about something that she shouldn't have even been upset about.
Right on.
And I didn't. And so she was ready to, she's like, come on, Dad, let's go to the car. Like she wouldn't worry about the crying or anything. So we're getting there. And I always say, I've said thank you so many times, but man, like I love being able to just, I love talking to my family about everything they claim as far as following God, and then just bringing to the surface what I can see.
Right.
The past 3 days of trying to be nobody. You ever heard that song, that church song? That I wasn't going to tell anybody, but I couldn't keep it to myself. No, I just couldn't. You ever heard that one?
No, I haven't. It's all good, though. Oh, I like God. It.
What the Lord has done for me.
I like
you
that.
You ought to been there when you saved my soul. Okay. Anyway.
That might be a white song.
I think so. It felt like. Anyway, I think my biggest lesson from the truth has been to be able to see, but wait for the opportunity to come to share, because I can constantly see And the temptation is to share when people don't want to hear what I have to say.
But don't share if they don't want to hear it.
I know. That's the most difficult part, sitting there being nobody. Because I'm like, oh, man. Okay, I'm trying to sit here. I'm trying to sit here. And I'm, because every time I do verbally pray to God, it's always about some kind of clarity. Like, if I ever, like, this is the only time I ever ask for anything is for clarity, because, and he always answers my prayers. So
Christ said, go and tell nobody. And then Christian said, go and tell it from the mountain.
I know. That's why I always think about that song. I'm like, hey, that's a church song.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But anyway, does I got to run because of time, but does your wife obey you?
Yes, because now that I know how to lead properly, because I know that if I'm not leading with truth, or say I do lead with truth and she gets upset and then I do nothing about her being upset, she sees eventually. So yes, because she doesn't, she will always come around when I lead her with the truth. It may take her a minute, but I don't have to change what I said. It just might take.
Well, you stay with it, and do what you want, but no, don't let your wife or anyone force your children to pray, even the adult one. And don't force them to bow their head and all that stuff. Let them be the example, and they'll follow.
Yeah.
The children become like the parents. It's just that the parents are wicked, so all this happening in my country are just wicked children who are wicked, becoming wicked like their parents.
Yeah. I had a discussion with my father the other day because he got upset, and I was like, I said, you got upset because your ego was hurt. And he's like, blah, blah, blah. He's like, God gave you my ego. I said, God gave you your ego. And then.
So you said God gave him a devil nature, huh?
Yeah, and I was like, no, anyway, not all. Anyway, I'm really enjoying learning and being able to share it and without, being scared or anything. And just
stay with it, man. When you say you love talking to your family, are you talking about your wife and children or your other family too?
I'm going to be honest with you. I get a thrill from standing in the truth. Like, I just, not that I argue, but I just, like, I get a thrill from sharing, and then just,
are you saying with your parents and brothers and sisters and everybody?
Yeah, my parents.
The thrill go, man.
Well, what do you mean?
Because that, like, thrill is gonna make you speak truth to people that don't want to hear, and you're giving the truth to shrines. They don't want it.
No. They don't reject what I have to say, though. Like, I had a whole thing. I went over judgment with my father for a long time, and then he finally came to me and he said, you were right.
Okay.
You know, I know their heart's in the right place of wanting, but they never had guidance in their entire life. So they respond.
I understand that,
They don't reject what I say. They struggle through it. And then it's like you can't argue with the truth, though. It's like everything always lines up.
The children of Satan will argue with the truth.
Yeah. But it's okay.
But those who are seeking won't argue with the truth. You're right about that for sure.
Yeah. Because it's like, just especially sitting there letting, like, not agreeing or disagreeing. It's amazing how my father will sit and ramble and, like, expect an agreement or disagreement. And then I'll just say, okay. And then I just... And then I just try to bring up what it is. Like, why were you frustrated, though? Because that's the complete... It's working, Jesse.
Right on.
I enjoy that. I don't get a thrill from, like, being right, but just because I used to be afraid, and now that I'm not, I like that I can share it and not be afraid. So,
right,
like, that's,
on.
You know?
Oh, amazing. But because of time, I got to run, but stay with it. And again, do what you want, but no, don't let your wife impose that on your daughter at all.
Oh, you might try it. I was thinking about donating, and maybe you should do like some kind of segregation challenge, white people versus color people, for like the donation goal.
Nice idea. but there are a lot of black people, men and women, are being helped by the truth. They listen to the show, or they come to Sunday meetings now, or they hear me on other shows, and they're starting to wake up. They just, as you were saying about your family, they just didn't know about the truth. They had not heard it before.
Oh, last thing.
They didn't know about forgiveness. They didn't know that anger was from the mother. They didn't know that they were blind and couldn't see. But when they hear, there are black men and women who are waking up. Really, man, I hear it all the time.
One last thing. I want to answer Tiffany's question. If Donald Trump were to apologize to racism, they would just simply say he doesn't mean it, and then that would be it.
That's a good point. Absolutely. Then they want reparations.
he would apologize, and they'd be like, well, he doesn't really mean it anyway. So yeah, it wouldn't even matter.
Absolutely, because I think Bill Clinton already apologized to the blacks.
Yeah.
I think it was Bill. I could be wrong. But thank you, man.
I pray that your show will grow and just people will listen. And God will show them. Have a great day.
You too, and happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month. Bye-bye.
Bye now. 888-775-3773. I need my experts here, Derek, Nick, and Hake. In the meantime, I want to go to Charles while they're coming in. Charles, happy White History Month from Michigan.
Yes, hello, Jesse. Happy White History Month.
Hey, Charles, happy White History Month. All the way from sweet home Alabama.
Sweet home Alabama, it is. Good to hear your voice. Yes, it's always a pleasure.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Yep, I enjoy your show. I listen to it all the time. I heard the other week at Russell. I say he ain't forgot to cheer. Russell, we love you. We love you, Jesse.
Russell, we love you. Russell, we love you. We love you in the springtime and the fall. Russell, we love you. Russell, we love you, but you just can't play no ball.
So
Charles High School, Russell County High School, used to play my high school, Rebecca Comer High School, in basketball, and we would beat them. And while we were playing the game, we would just chant, Russell, we love you. Russell, we love you. We love you in the summer and the fall. Russell, we love you. Russell, we love you. But you just can't play no ball.
Y'all used to come to town. Y'all used to come to school down to the game. Yeah, it was amazing.
We used to go to Russell High and play them, and even come to Rebecca Comer and play them over there. Amazing.
Yeah, Rebecca Comer were.
What?
It's
Grandpa,
amazing.
Tell me about the good old days.
Yes, indeed. Country and the Western. Yeah, Tuesday's a good time to call. And this is White History Month.
Yep.
You know, things settling down. Like I said, the vacation going on.
Yeah.
About to be late by time.
Did you go home for the 4th?
No, I didn't make it home. I didn't make it home for the 4th. I haven't been there in a few years. I went down for Memorial Day, called the 28th of May.
Oh, yeah. That's when everybody show up now.
Yeah, the 28th of May, man. The weather was nice. It was hot.
Did a lot of people show up?
You know, they had. Yeah, a lot of people showed up because we had our championship AAU program with the kids there. It was from three counties, Russell, Bullock, and Private Barber, three counties.
Amazing.
I think it was. Yeah, they went all the way to the national. They made national TV.
Right on.
Yep. So
did they hold the 1st of May event over at Battle?
Yeah, Battle and Rutherford. Yeah, it was down there first, man. They had state troopers, helicopter, they had good security. I never seen that many people in first place. When they left Battle, they came up to Russell. Yeah, on the baseball field out there. They had to kind of call it the block party. They had the T-shirts going on. It was really nice.
Right on, man. Amazing.
Yeah, but they still in existence. It's amazing. You are one of my friends. You're doing a good job. I feel like I take you personally because we walk the same road.
That's right, man. Right on. We thank you, Charles.
We crossed that same bridge. We crossed that same bridge down there.
That's right. Amazing.
All the way from L.A.
Right on,
yes,
man.
Sir. Yeah, I'm still doing this silent prayer. I'm sticking with it and staying present. And life is moving on. I'm staying present and keeping in touch with you.
Stay with
me. I enjoy your show and the people that call in the end.
Yeah.
Being present is what I'm trying to stay, staying present.
And last thing
I'll let everybody know I'll talk with you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Last thing I heard that my high school had their high school reunion again on July 4th, and I heard that it was very nice.
Oh, wow, amazing. That is amazing. Oh, yeah, I hear they having them, yeah.
Yeah, at Rebecca Comer High School.
Rebecca Comer High School. Yeah. Wow, that's brand new.
Vacation, Ohio. All right, Charles, thank you, man.
Okay, we'll keep in touch. I'll call and I'll stay present.
And stay with it. And happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month, yes.
Thank you, Charles. Amazing.
All
right. Bye now.
Amazing. Bye-bye.
Homeboy, he's from Russell County. I'm from Barber County. Russell, we love you. Let's do some super chat, and then we'll do the expert thing, and then the phone calls and all. Super.
Pastor Chatelet.
Super.
On pill.net, 111 gold pills. Nisi need Jesus. Oh, Lord. He says.
Forever. We needed you, Lord. We need you now. Amazing.
With another set of gold pills, Nisi telling someone to go read is an appeal to authority fallacy. Speaking of go read, why don't you go read where Christ said, if you don't love all, you love none, and how we are all undecent.
I know. That is so true. We all have sinned and become short of the glory of the Lord. Amazing.
Oshkosh on Cash App, JLP, blacker than black coffee is amazing. Punchy's coffee.
Y'all gotta get Punchy's coffee. My own coffee. Think about that. I don't even know if I grew it in Alabama or not. I doubt it. But it's so good. Punchy's Coffee. Go to jesseleepeterson.shop. <Isn't it? laughs> You're going to break your jaw off. jesseleepeterson.shop or rebuildingaman.com/store. Get your Punchy's coffee. It is so good. And every dime goes back to the organization. Thank you.
Anthony on Cash App. Don't fighting blacks at 3 a.m. White man not smart. Talking about the Cincy incident.
Yeah.
Terrible.
What did white man doing up at 3 a.m.?
I don't know. Was that what time it was?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I think something else happened at 3.
Yeah, but we still watch out for the blacks.
Yeah. I don't know why. I don't know why people take that risk around the black. But okay. Thank you.
Maxine Cricket, fastest mouth in the West. News still covering for the cities of violence. Public schools, not all, are money pits, says Anthony.
I rest my case. Absolutely.
Julie from Connecticut, Eric's wife. For White History, I would like to acknowledge Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers. You say potato, I say potato. You say tomato, I say tomato. Potato, potato, tomato, tomato. Let's call the whole thing off.
Amazing. Thank you, Julie.
And we'll have to read the rest later.
This is my moment. Thank you, Julie. Quick break. The Treasure Chest is now open on DLive and
scratch-offs on pill.net.
Something like that. Scratch-off on pill.net. Quick break. Back in a moment. Anytime you have situations happening in your life, always be still. Don't overreact. Most of the people that I know, they say, oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why do you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts make you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darndest thing I ever seen, but it's amazing to see it. So relax. Country and Western Tuesday, the Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour, thehakereport.com. And after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby from 11. Hake is from 9 to 11, and the American Anchor Baby is from 11 to 1 p.m. Check them out and go and support our fundraising effort right there at rebuildingtheman.com/donate. RebuildingTheMan.com/donate. We're at 16,000 and we're done with that fundraising. Until next time. All right. RebuildingTheMan.com/donate. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go quickly to Mimi out of Los Angeles. Mimi, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Mimi. What the? Happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month once again. You know, I called because I miss fellowship, but that's okay because you have it recorded.
I definitely miss seeing you there. I realized you weren't there. I'm like, where Mimi?
Yeah, and you know, it's funny. I'm not going to be able to come for quite a while now.
Why
so,
not?
Because I have now an obligation on Sunday morning.
You had a job?
No.
Oh, Lord.
Go ahead. I'm actually going through the training to be an electrician.
Right on.
Crazy as it sounds. I know, right? I mean, I'm operating an electrical company with my brother in Tennessee. And so I am now jumping into the pool of trade construction. So
this is a perfect time for it. They got trade jobs everywhere.
Yeah, you know, I think you might have been a little bit of the inspiration. You helped me to see. I think that depending on, irregardless of what my other aspirations are.
No such thing as irregardless. You sound like Hake.
Well, that's good to sound like. Hake sounds very, very smart. So,
he is.
Thank you for the compliment. But I think what happened when you always say, like, it's just a job,
yeah.
It's just a job. And I think that there was a lot of times where I had all these aspirations so that I could, you know, have an identity. And I don't know what's coming next. There is one thing that I would still like to pursue. But nonetheless, I have decided that an electrician is a great job. I work around it already. And so
right on.
What better way to plug in?
That's right. You can eventually start your own business if that's what it leads to, but you can definitely make money and keep bread on your table and a roof over your head.
Correct.
Yep.
So that is why I may be disconnected a little bit. So
okay.
I was going to tell no one, and now I just told the whole world.
The whole wide world.
but it's okay. And so my question was about the biblical question. I mean, the silent prayer.
Okay.
So I feel like when I'm doing the silent prayer, it's really difficult for me to do it at night. And I know you said that sometimes just do it earlier than that.
Right.
Before you go to bed.
Yeah.
But for the morning time, I think I get in my head about all the things I need to do. And so I cut it off and be like, okay, that was enough. How do you know when you're supposed to, like, stop?
Don't think about it. Just stop when you stop. Let's say you get ready for it, you do it, and you want to stop, just stop. Don't have an idea or a time. Because what it's leading to is leading to you being present all day long. And so don't worry about the time. And the thought's going to tell you, oh, you didn't do it long enough. Or you did it too long.
Okay.
Or you did, forget about that and just do it. And when you stop, you stop. When you start, you start. No big deal.
Okay. Okay, perfect.
Because the thoughts will really use that against you. Oh, you only did it 5 minutes. Or you did it for an hour and a half. Or you did.
Right.
So don't put a time on it. In present, there is no time.
Okay. Okay. Also, fellowship on Sunday was, once again, phenomenal.
It was
really, truly.
Yeah, yeah. It was mind-blowing. I as I said Sunday, I love the fellowship because I'm around people who don't want to be the way they are anymore. So you're going to hear some truth from somebody up in there. And so I love those fellowships. I really do.
Yeah, especially when you talked about the manager and how we judge other people and what they should be doing,
yeah,
and how they should be acting,
yeah,
when all it is what's inside of us doing that. It has nothing to do with what's outside of us.
It's and for what she's talking about, and you can check it out, rebuildingtheman.com/church, right? But there was a young lady there who I believe is working on herself, and she was like, Jesse, I hate my manager, something like that. Or
how could she love her manager?
Right. How could I love my manager, right? And I explained to her that the problem is not the manager at all. The problem is inside of her. And if she can, when she work on herself and overcome self, whatever the manager got going on is on the manager, and she will not be moved by it at all. And that's why I say, Mimi, that people who complain about others, people who always talk about their problems, and people who are not working on are evil people, and they love their misery. Because you can overcome anything when you realize it's inside of you and it has nothing to do about or with anyone else at all.
Yeah. And I think it's such an undoing, because when she asked that question, it was so like, how many managers have I done that to? How many people have done that to me as a manager?
Yeah.
So it's just, it's wild, because it's so part of our everyday lives. Like, it's how we've been taught to interact and engage and what to look for and what to say. And it literally, it takes up so much space in our lives and especially in our minds. And when you start, you know, disconnecting and starting to work on yourself, you really see that none of that stuff is even real at all.
Yeah.
And then even without going any further, I know you got other things to do, but with the guy that just called now with his 4-year-old, I was just like, sometimes, and I can only speak for myself, but when you told me that I had to forgive my mom, and I think I relate to the people, I had plenty to forgive my mom for, but when people say, I have nothing to forgive my mom for, I think she's amazing. I think I relate to them because that's how I wanted my mom to be.
Yes.
I wanted a mom that I didn't have to forgive her for anything.
Absolutely.
And so I had friends that, I had friends that were like, oh, their mom looks so perfect. And I know that's a lie, but you don't really know all the things that are jumbled into a mother trying to impart her will on her children until you actually like stop and see, like, it's everywhere. Everything that mothers do is to show you how they want it to be done. So, and even when they're nice and bake you cookies, they still want you to do it their way.
That's right, because if you don't like the cookies, she's going to beat you up.
Exactly. Or she'll never make them for you again. So it's just interesting, Jesse, because again, all of that stuff is there and yet it's not. And you don't really connect to it until Like, I didn't realize, like, my mom made us do all kinds of things, let alone close our eyes. When I was 4 years old, she was making me wash the dishes.
That's
like,
amazing.
Wait, my hands are little. But she came from another country, and she was like, get to it, girl. So I get it.
But just imagine a mother is trying to make a four-year-old child, whether it's male or female child, bow their head to pray. Trying to make you do something like that. What a trauma. And you're never going to know God after that, because you're going to hate God because you're going to blame God for what mama did.
And it really just shows how young it really starts.
Yes.
Like 4 years old is still a very much a baby.
Very much so. It is a baby.
Yeah.
4 years old, you know what I mean? That child's still learning and trying to be one with God without all being like mama. And the mama don't like it, and so she's going to destroy, take God away from her life by making her angry.
Yeah.
What a mess!
You beat me to it. I was actually going to say that. All right, Jesse, it was great to catch up. Hope to see you, if not the women's forum, if right on Thursday.
And have you forgiven your mother?
Jesse, I feel like I have. I've said yes to that question.
Yes.
And I think that I'm always thinking that something is going to happen right after. But then when I hear things like the gentleman with his four-year-old, I'm like, oh, that's another thing. So there isn't a laundry list of things I need to forgive her for. I don't think I've truly, truly accepted that she couldn't help herself, and that's why I feel like I can't answer that question yet.
Okay. Well, just so you know, and you already heard me say this, just like your mother traumatized you, her mother did the same thing to her, and she hated her mother as much as you hated her, because you didn't. That's all you
knew. It had to come from somewhere.
Absolutely.
It didn't just come from my mom, because my mom was a force. And it seemed like she was the alpha and the omega of that force.
No, it came from her mother.
Man.
She became like what she hated. All men and women become like their mothers. All of them.
Okay.
They become evil.
Yikes. Okay. Okay. That helps a lot. So I appreciate that. Because I'm still, like, grappling with that, but I'll get to it.
And for those who don't know, we have the latest forum, the women's forum, every third Thursday night of the month. So we just had one on July 17th. It was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It was uh-uh.
Right.
All right.
Well, it's always a pleasure catching up, Jesse. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome, and I wish you well on your new trade. Really?
Thank you.
And
I am excited.
If I don't see you on Sunday, I see you at the Women's Forum.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Have a great day.
You too. Amazing.
Okay, bye, dear.
Bye now. Let me go to Canada and talk to Colin out of Canada. Colin, you're on the air.
Hey, morning, Jesse. How are you?
All is well. Happy White History
Happy
Month.
Happy White History Month.
Thank you.
Yeah, I wanted to quickly wish you Happy White History Month before July was over. July's pretty much over now.
Thank you. Amazing.
Yeah. I had called you about 3 months ago. My son was born 3 months ago. I called to just let you know about that.
It was your
your
first child was a boy?
It was a boy, yeah.
Real man mate. Boys first. Congratulations.
Thank you. So I had called you then to tell you that, and now it's been 3 months.
Okay.
And I have a question, but just to give you some context so I don't ramble on, but I'm like the last of my friends to have kids, like in my circle of friends. So I've been talking to, you know, my friends, and they're like, most of the fathers are, they're good fathers and stuff, but I know that, and we talk about fatherhood a lot, and I hear you say, you know, fathers love their children. And at the same time, you say, you know, everyone has no love. So, like, I've already kind of made up my mind about what you mean by that. I think that, you know, fathers do love their children. I felt that, but I think I couldn't have felt it this way unless I had forgiven my parents and
right.
doing the silent prayer.
Yeah.
And so my friends, like, I, I've I'm past the shouting it from the rooftops when I found out about all this. So now I just kind of just let things be. I don't really try to, you know, wag my finger like a Bible thumper or something. But it still comes up from time to time. And I just tell them, I'm like, nobody has love unless they forgive their parents. Yeah. But when it applied to fatherhood, they know, some of them know about you, and they know you say, you know, fathers love their children. And they kind of like tried to say that's contradictory. But to me, I think that even if you haven't forgiven your parents, you cannot truly love your child. Is that right. More black and white? Is it black and white like that? Like that's
yeah. When I say fathers love their children, in our country and probably around the world, men fathers have been made to believe, or that by the women, the mother of the children, and the courts and everything, they act like they say the father don't love the children, but it's emotional love. But they feel the pain when they lose their children because they love their children. They just don't like being. They can't deal with the hell in the mother, but they love their children. But they're giving the impression that fathers don't love their children. That's what I mean. The father don't have the God love unless they worked on themselves, but they do have that fake emotional love for their children. That's why they feel pain when they're not with their children.
Yeah, like but before my son was born, I kind of went into it, you know, just taking it things one thing at a time, doing what's in front of me and stuff, and don't identify with any emotion that I do feel when he was born. But now that I hold him or I play with him or I'm feeding him and stuff, and I just can just look at him and I can just, you know, I feel that fatherly love, but I'm like, would I have felt the same way if I had not forgiven my parents and if I didn't do the silent prayer? Like the silent prayer is like, I got to do it. I find that if I stop, I have taken breaks in the past or just kind of missed it. And it's affected my life. Like I've reacted emotionally in some ways. Like I still feel those things come up, even though I have forgiven my parents. But I'm working on myself, you know. But what I feel towards my son, like, is that God's love?
Or is that because you're working on yourself now to see what it is by you doing the silent prayer, you're more aware than you were prior to the silent prayer. And so when you're dealing with your son, you are paying attention to what you're feeling and what's happening on the inside of you. And that's the love of God that is causing you to see what you're feeling and thinking. And so that's the real love, the ability to see.
Yeah, because I've been, like, the way I've been, like, when I do silent prayers, especially recently, that's why I'm calling you now also just to ask, because it's been coming up in my head, like, how do I verbalize that to my friends? You know, there is a difference there.
Well, don't try to figure out how you're going to explain the truth to anyone, right?
Right.
Your love for your son or anything. And if you don't try or don't plan or anything, let the truth guide you. You got to trust the truth all the way with all things, and you will see that the truth really, really love you, and the truth is guiding you. It gives you the words to say. It gives you nothing to say or something to say. It gives you the way to explain or not to explain. So just trust the truth. Don't try to figure that out.
I got it, yeah. Because I do know what you're saying. Like, I've handled situations in the past where I've just kind of taken it as it comes, and I usually find the right words, or I just handle it the right way. It's always worked out fine, even though it may have been something I stressed about in the past, you know, before I woke up and all that. So,
Don't plan on how you're going to explain anything to anyone about anything. Just have a way to see, and I'm afraid of myself, but the truth love you, and the truth will guide you. The truth love you. The lie never loved you, your thoughts and your emotions and stuff, but the truth love you.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Jesse. I know it's pretty much almost time to go, so I'll let you go, maybe get another call in.
Thank you for everything. Yeah, stay with it.
I will. Thank you.
Oh, amazing. Thank you. Super chat.
Drew bought three coffees on buymeacoffee.com/JLPtalk. Are the experts on the show contributors of Bond? Just a thought. Wishing you all well.
Did we read that?
It's a different person.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Yes, they are contributors.
Eric, five coffees. If women spent their time at a library, men would read a lot of books. Women's behavior controls your life until you return to the father.
Yeah, that's because the man has made the woman his god. When you resent your mother, the woman become your god, and then you don't know how to deal with the woman because she is your god. Forgive your mother, and then the woman would no longer be your god, and then you can see how to deal with her perfectly. Amazing.
Jason bought a coffee. Apparently, the mass shooter looks black, so that's why he did it in White History Month. But notice if the shooter's black, they never say their color. If he's white without research, they automatically paint him as a Trump MAGA supporter. The legacy media lies. Sweet little lies.
Tell me lies. That's a good point. I don't know for sure if he's black or not, but I know he ain't white. and that's why you don't hear about the color. You make a good point. Had he been white, that's all we would be hearing today. MAGA, Trump, blah, blah, skinhead, whatever, right? Right on. You're right. Thank you.
Jonas says, thank you, Jesse. Thank you, Jesse.
Thank you, Jonas, and thanks for your support.
Zylo on Rumble.
You got to know how to rumble.
As supreme Führer and leader of American blacks, I would round up and eliminate all drug dealers, gangs, rap music, end the welfare state, and create incentives for families. Would you vote for me?
Amazing. Vote for me and I'll make you free. Amazing. Thank you.
Five coffees from Eric. Anyone who says us, my people, our people, my community, reinforce the ego by identifying with the group. You aren't your color. Save yourself, dummy.
Wow.
He says.
I rest my case. That's deep. Thank you.
Kevin 211 five coffees. Got the sister to donate to Bond, but I have to pay. What the? Thanks for all the help, Jesse and team.
Thumbs Thank up. You, and thanks for your donation. We're at 16,000 short now. Let's get there. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Nathan, five coffees. When doing the silent prayer, sometimes thoughts come and I get a burning or anxious feeling in my chest. Should I allow the thoughts to continue and go through the pain or come out of my imagination? A lot of time it feels like I can bring myself to the thoughts that cause me pain. Thanks.
So I don't quite know what you're experiencing, but I do know the thoughts and the pain, the emotional, psychological, emotional pain you have is all evil. So you got to go through that. Go through the fire. That's hell. Go through hell. Anyone that's emotional is in hell. So go through the hell, and heaven is right after hell. Right down the road. Amazing. Stay with it. Thank you.
Lori bought a coffee. Morning BQ answer.
Are you living your own life? And what does it mean to live your own life?
I lived my life my way and was really dead because I don't know how to live right. Now I know life doesn't need my help. Life needs my surrender. That's when my life really started, says Lori.
Thank you, Lori, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Amazing.
See you on Howdy, Jesse.
Hearts. Hey, what's a country Tuesday, Zion?
Horse, unicorn, heart, eyes, cat, hugging. Your line is always busy. I can't get through. Take care, Jesse Pooh. We'll try calling.
Happy White History Month. Howdy, Zion. I got to stop there.
We'll read the rest later, guys.
Thank you all. Thank you very much. Let me go to first time caller out of Maryland. Chris, a first time caller. Happy White History Month, Chris.
Well, you can't do the White History Month thing, but, you know.
You what?
Salute to you. Can't really do the White History Month thing.
Why not? Why not?
It was just not. I mean, that's not what I called about, but, you know.
All right. Go ahead.
I don't want to. I was just calling about the whole jazz festival thing because I didn't want to assume that you seen the whole video or not.
No, I've not.
Or just the partial that y'all released.
Yeah, I just saw the part where those blacks appeared to be beating up a white man, stomping him and carrying on. And then they appear to have knocked out a white woman.
Yeah, because I guess apparently, because during the beginning of the whole video, how it started was which was a stupid move on his part anyway. I guess it was an argument between him and a group of people. And
he was arguing with the blacks.
Yeah, he's arguing with the blacks. I don't know what the argument was about. Of course, I wasn't there.
Okay.
But you can see them arguing in the clip. And then in the middle of the argument, the white guy just hits the black guy. And then that's what starts the fight. And then from there, you know, of course, a little too much more. I think they did a little way too much than what needed. It should have been between them two if they was going to fight. They should just let them two guys fight. But apparently, because he was with people too, so that's how it turned into a... Because you see other white people in the other footage as well, and it just pretty much turned into a fight. But the fight started because the white guy hit the black guy and made argument.
Amazing. Let me ask, because of time, and I'm going to have to try to see the whole video, but let me ask, do you love white people?
Sure.
And so what do you think about, because of time, how violent the blacks are towards the whites? What do you think about that?
I mean, just violence in general, because like I said, with that situation...
How about the violence the blacks are towards the whites? What do you think about that?
I mean, when it's unwarranted, I think it's a bad thing.
Is there ever a time for violence?
I mean, you got to defend yourself. Like how the white guy hit the black guy, we're supposed to let him hit him.
Is there ever a time for violence?
If you're defending yourself, yeah.
Chris, because of time, I'm out of time. Call me again about this or other stuff, all right?
All right.
Because the computer going to shut us off in a minute.
Yeah, I'm sure. I got you.
Okay, thank you, man. Happy White History
Month. No problem.
Super Chat. Can we squeeze in?
Sure. Over on D Live Crew, shout out to Games for Rec, Elijah, Greenwall, Groovy Monkey, Cactus Eater Bear, Potleaf, Kid Combo One, Army Ann, and the rest of the faithful supporters over on there. And his slave to him, Age of Inversion.
Thank you all.
On the Rumble crew, Dustin Cross and Pastor Chatelet. Thank you guys all for your support, as always.
Amazing. Thank you.
And shout out to Mrs. Adventure for winning over on the Pilled crew. And thank you guys.
Right on.
I do believe that that may be all for now.
Oh, we made it. Thank you. Work on yourself, folks, so you can be free from your prison, the prison of your imagination and emotions. All emotions are evil. Take care. Rick out of Maine, Sergio out of North Carolina, I think. I forgot where Sergio from. John out of, Sergio out of Texas, John out of North Carolina, and the rest of the, bye. Hey, coming up.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.